The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Gittin daf yud beis. The Gemara says over here that Haikatei yad abdi shal chaveroi noisin shifta yurfos l'raboi v'oisei aben nizim en atzdaka. That a person who chops off the hand of the slave of his friend, so he gives the loss of wages and the cost, the doctor's bills, he pays l'raboi to the master of the slave, v'oisei aben, and the slave nizim en atzdaka. So the Gemara attempts to prove, Shmami no yochol arav loim alavad aseimi veinatanach. You see that a person could demand from his slave to work for him without providing him with food. So because otherwise it would be impossible to pay the lost wages to the master while the slave has to go ahead and be nizam and astaka. You see that the master is not feeding the slave, and nevertheless he's entitled to the wages of the slave. So the Gemara says it's discussing a situation where he's malo le mezainis, where the owner of the slave indeed is feeding the slave. Ihachi amai nizam en atzaka. So the Gemara asks, so why does he have to be nizam en atzaka? Why does he have to be sustained on charity? The Gemara answers, lahadafa. The extra food is needed in this situation. So Rashi explains that the reason why the extra food is necessary is because since his hand got chopped off and he's now a sick person, he needs to eat, he needs to eat on a special diet, and therefore it's more expensive for him to live and to eat than it usually would have been, and that extra amount of money has to come from charity. The master is not obligated to supply that extra amount of food. So the Nesivus asks a very strong question over there. The Nesivus asks that the Gemara says later that the ripui of the Eved should go to the Eved. The replay of the doctor's bills for the Eved should be paid to the Eved so that he can actually use that money to pay for the doctor. So the Gemara says that, of course, the replay does indeed go to the Eved. We're talking about to expedite the refuah, to expedite the healing process, and that extra money that would cost to expedite the process, that goes to the master, because that is not a question of whether or not the slave will indeed recover from his wounds. The question over there is only how much pain the slave will have to endure in order to recover. And that extra amount of money for the pain should belong to the master, because he's entitled to the money for the pain of the slave. So the Nesivus asks the question, since the Gemara says that, in fact, the money for the doctors goes to the slave, that he can use it to heal himself, so why would we say that the extra food that he needs in order to heal himself is not an obligation of his master and is not paid to the slave? So don't we know that the Shulchan Aruch says in the Chayish Mishpat Siman Tav Chaf that if a person injures his friend, not only is he obligated to pay for the doctor's bills, but he's obligated to supply him with all the food that he needs now because of his injury, that he needs a special diet like we saw by the slave. So since that is, and the Ramah says that the reason for that is because it's included in the payment of Ripui. Since it's included in the payment of Ripui, so why wouldn't the Eved be entitled to that extra money for the Ripui? So Nesivus answers that there's a big difference. True, the Eved is entitled to money for his Ripui. But that doesn't tell us that the Eved is entitled to receive the Ripui payments that the Torah describes. The Torah prescribes 5 payments. The Torah punishes the guilty party in a physical injury situation with 5 separate payments. There's nezek, the actual loss of value that the person has, would he be sold as a slave? There's tsar, the pain that he suffered, ripui, the doctor bills, sheves, the lost wages, and baishas, embarrassment. Says the Nesivus that the Eved is not entitled to the entire payout of ripui that is generally paid out for a personal injury. Well, the Eved is only entitled to payment if it will be otherwise impossible for him to fully recover on his own. But any time that the Eved would fully recover on his own, it would just take longer amounts of time, that's included in what the Gemara says, that if the Eved wants to expedite the process in order to save himself from pain, that money should go to the master rather than to the Eved. In other words, when the Gemara says that Ripui Didehu, all the Gemara means is that if it's impossible for the Eved to fully heal, to totally become better without paying for a doctor, that money, of course, must be paid to the doctor so that the Eved can recover, because that's not a question of Ripui, that's a question of Nezek. If the Eved will not recover, then you've totally altered his life. That money, obviously, it belongs to a slave. However, the extra money that's necessary to expedite the process, to make it take faster than it would have, than it would take if he healed naturally, that extra money, of course, belongs to the master, and that is the ripui that the Torah describes, that's considered ripui by the Torah. So when the Gemara says ripui didayu, the Gemara doesn't mean the ripui payment of the Torah, it means what's not really considered ripui payment of the Torah, what's considered really included in Nezek. And therefore, the extra food is also included in that, because the extra food that he's, this extra diet, the special diet that he's on, is also being used only to expedite the process of refuah. And therefore, the master is not obligated to pay the money that he receives from the person who injured the slave for that extra diet that the slave needs in order to expedite the healing process, because the expedition of the healing process is not the responsibility of the master, since the slave will become healed regardless eventually. So Nesivos uses this distinction to teach us very, very important laws in the halacha of Kesher Mishpat. So Nesivos has made a major distinction between a situation where the item will become healed on its own, the person or item will become healed on its own, and a situation where the item will not become healed on its own. And a situation where the item will not become healed on its own, that is not really included in Ripui, that is included in Nezek. The Gemara is teaching us that a situation where you want to expedite the process, that is what the Torah refers to by Ripui. Because of this, the Nesivos comes up with a massive chiddush. There are Rishonim that say that if a person, let's say, goes ahead and injures his friend's animal, and the animal will eventually heal on its own. Say the Rishonim that the tort feeser, the person who, the mazik who caused the damage, is not obligated to pay the master of the owner of the animal for the lost work that he lost out because the animal was incapacitated for a while. Also, the Rishonim say that suppose a person injures an animal, and now the animal needs to go to the veterinarian, and he has to have some kind of complicated procedure that costs a lot of money. So the Rishonim say that the mazik is not obligated to pay for the veterinarian bills, because that's included in Ripui. And Ripui and Sheves, which is lost wages, is only applicable by a person who gets injured, not by injuries or damages done to a person's property. If a person injures another person's property or damages this property, the mazik is not obligated to pay for Ripui or for Sheves. In other words, not obligated to pay the money that it costs to restore the item to its previous situation, and he's not obligated to pay for lost wages. So Nesivos, based on this chiddush that he just said in our Gemara, severely reinterprets the halacha that we see in these Rishonim. Because if you read the Rishonim, you take the Rishonim at face value, it comes out that there's an unbelievable chiddush over here. It comes out that if a person, let's say, breaks the leg of his friend's animal, he won't be obligated to pay. Because since the leg, it can be healed if you pay a doctor, the halacha will be, according to these Rishonim, that the mazik is not obligated to pay. And that seems to be a very, very absurd conclusion, because since if you don't pay for the doctor, the injury will remain forever, so one would have assumed that in such a situation, obviously the mazik would have to pay. It will be impossible to find the doctor. So just because it's possible to find the doctor, since the doctor costs money, it should have been assumed to be the mazik's obligation to pay for the doctor bills. So according to his chiddush in the Gemara, the Nesivos is able to reinterpret these Rishonim and say that the Rishonim were not referring to a situation where the item will never become healed on its own. Of course, the Rishonim are only referring to a situation where eventually the item will become healed on its own. In such a situation, even though the owner of the item wants to expedite the healing process, in order to save himself money because he wants to use the item or something like that. And so that's where the Rishonim say that the Mazik is not obligated to pay for the Ripui or the Shevis of the item because it's just a temporary issue and the item will become better on its own. However, an item which that needs to have that it's impossible to improve the item without some kind of ripui, such an item will certainly, such a damage will certainly be the responsibility of the mazik. And then the Sivis proves this from a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Nida, that if one woman lends a piece of clothing to another woman, and it gets a stain by the second woman, the second woman is obligated to pay the first woman for the price of the removal of the stain. Ask the Nesivas, according to these Rishonim, that the Rishonim say that any time that it's possible to fix the item, it's not included in Nezek, it's included in Ripui, so why should the woman have to pay for the stain that the item sustained? The halacha should have been, according to these Rishonim, that since it's possible to remove the stain, that will be included in Ripui, and since Ripui is not an obligation, when the issue is a damage to property, the woman who caused the stain should not be obligated to pay for the removal of the stain. So as the Nesivis, obviously you see in this Gemara that in a situation where it's impossible for the item to retain its former glory without the Ripui process, that would certainly be included in Nezek and not in Ripui. And therefore, if a person stains another person's item, the Mazik is obligated to pay the Ripui.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.